Oh, what a lovely tea party.
Everybody's gonna find something out about you. All right, so let's start off real fucking quick with what this late breaking news from the Anthony
late
household.
Breaking.
So Anthony, as we're getting set up, just in passing, he said, so I had a conversation with, you know what, why don't you tell a story?
Just in passing. So I was having a conversation with my dad, and he did one of those, I don't know which one it was, Ancestry.com or whatever, where you look up your history and all that. And I guess on my grandmother's side, he found a bill of sale that proves that we owned slaves. And or we, not like my family.
You're already backing up.
Oh, son of a bitch. My extended family from many, many, many generations ago owned slaves. And my dad actually found a bill of sale that said, it was a bill of sale for, I don't know, 6 horses, 3 cows, and 2 Negroes, and some corn, and whatever, you know, whatever. And it literally said 2 Negroes. So I didn't realize that they had bill of sales for human beings. And I'm not sure how I feel about this.
So it should be very apparent how you feel about it. All right, so the first place I think I want to start with this is you had said, I don't know that I want to put this in the show.
Right.
Why? Why would you not want to talk about this? We talk about racism every fucking episode, and now you're part of the problem.
So, what? How am I part of the problem?
Well, on tape, recorded, or not tape, I guess, digitally recorded, you have said, my family never owned any slaves.
Did I?
Yes.
Play back the tape. I don't think I've ever said that. I was ignorant of the facts.
Alternative history or something. So now I want to know.
This changes nothing.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to ask is, I know that for the longest time you have been pro-slavery because you said that nobody in your family has ever owned a slave.
So that means I'm pro-slavery. This might be a little bit politically incorrect, but I think I would be pro-slavery. They don't even have to be black. I just want somebody to come clean my house for free. I mean, is that so bad?
Do you know what the date was on the bill of sale?
Nope.
Like, was it in the 50s or the 60s?
It's in the 80s. No, I don't. I'm assuming it was a little older than that.
It's so fucking random that it was like, yeah, I'll take 3 horses and some corn and throw in a couple of them Negroes over there too.
Yes.
Was there prices on them?
No. Well, if there was, I don't know. Like I said, I had like a 5-minute conversation with him about it. He threw it out there. I was just in passing talking to him. He just threw it out there. Like I did to you, just threw it out there. You know, like, hey, we used to own slaves, you know?
I thought you were like a Polack from Canada or something.
So I am, but my father's side is from here. My mother's side is Polish-Canadian.
But you said this was on your grandmother's side. Oh, your grandmother's side on your dad's side?
Yes, yeah.
What the fuck? This is...
What the fuck?
Hold on. I'm going to have to draw this out. You know what? I can't find my screw to make my pen sound effects. So.
That's not nearly as good. Come on. Put some effort into this shit.
So how can you say that it doesn't change? It should bring it a little closer to home to know, in fact, that in your lineage, I don't know how far back you got to go to find racism in your lineage. Do you?
Yeah, like not even one generation. I mean, what?
So that would be you.
Racism is. I've never said that I wasn't racist. I think everybody is racist. I just, you have to acknowledge it and try to move on from it. And
oh no, I don't believe everybody is racist.
That's because you're stupid. Everybody is racist.
So you think that you? I don't even know what race you are. You're Caucasian, I think. What is there? Five races, right?
I don't know. I'm white. That's all I know. I mean, I'm not a race expert.
What? Oh, and I'm the one that's stupid. Let's see. There's Caucasian, Negroid.
Jesus Christ, Negroid.
I think that's how it's listed. I'm not making this shit up.
Listed Asian, where? Pacific on Wikipedia?
Jesus Christ. We're not even fucking 5 minutes in. I got to start Googling shit to prove you wrong. All right.
I want to see Negroid. There's no way it's listed as Negroid.
Maybe I'm paraphrasing. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're racist.
All right. Go ahead and I need some music while we're searching here.
We're starting that shit already.
No, just something. All right, so I'm trying to keep going. Human races.
All right, I'm done.
Ha! I was fucking right. Fuck
you. No, you weren't. Go ahead, list them then.
The four primary races in the world.
All right.
Caucasoid, Negroid, Mongoloid, and Australoid. I don't even know what the fuck I'm on here.
Two of those sound so horrible. Mongoloid and Negroid.
Okay.
A mongoloid, just... You fucking mongoloid.
I don't even know what the fuck... what the fuck? You can catch Negroitis?
I think they call that jungle fever.
God, we're all over the place again. Bring it back in. Mongoloid, due to the vast and diverse geographical distribution of the Mongolian race, the term mongoloid seems more appropriate than Asian, as an umbrella term to refer to people belonging to this race. Okay, so if you're from East Asia, North Asia, or Native American, I guess.
What?
Mongoloids are characterized by yellowish or light, wheatish skin, extremely straight and black hair, very less hair growth upon their bodies, small almond-shaped eyes.
Why is that funny?
Slight built and very lean musculature. So slight built. I am not a mongoloid.
All right.
Eskimos, so, Chinese, and Chuckies?
The doll?
Chuchkies.
Chutney?
No, there's no N. Cuckold.
You purposely right. Them?
Yeah. Anyway, back on track. I thought there were five races. There are four races.
So wait. Where does Mexican fall in there?
Australoid. Or Mongoloid. Cockaloid. I don't know. God, I don't want to get...
you don't want to get what? We got a point to this show or something?
Australoid.
Don't you realize I'm trying to take us off track here because I don't want to talk about this? So I'm telling you that newfound information changes nothing.
So what? I don't care. So you said everybody's racist. So right. I swear there was five races, but whatever. So there's, according to this, biologywise.com list of human races, there's four. Caucasoid, okay. Negroid, Mongoloid, and Australoid.
Okay.
So you're telling me that you think that Caucasoid, that's what you are.
Okay.
With your almond head. You think your race is better than every other race?
Absolutely not.
Okay, then you're not racist. That's what racism is. You think your race is better strictly because of race.
When I say that I think everybody is racist, I think that everybody has a tendency to feel more comfortable around their own race. I'm not saying that it's acceptable or that we should think that that's okay. I'm just saying that that is, in my opinion, that's the tendency.
So just because
I think that comes off as racist.
No, here you go again, just making up your own fucking definitions to words. Right. Racism is that you think that your race is better than every other race. And if you don't feel that way, then you're not racist.
If you prefer the company of your own race, of your own race of people, why would you prefer the company of your own race if you don't think that your race is better. I mean, I'm not trying to say that I think that everybody has a supremacy complex, like everybody wants their race to be at the top or whatever, but you don't think that every race feels more comfortable around their own race?
Yeah, but that's not racism. That's just human nature.
Then what would you call it?
Human nature. It people like to be around people that they're comfortable with. And if I'm in a room with a bunch of people going, I'm not going to be comfortable.
I don't know what to do with that information.
You know how it is.
I can't process that.
You know how it is when you're in an elevator and all you hear behind you is, and you think, uh-huh. I know they're clicking about me.
See, everybody's racist.
That doesn't make me racist because I like to be around people that I'm comfortable with. That's stupid. That's a stupid thought.
You would prefer the company of white people over black people. Is that correct?
No, people that I am comfortable with. I'm colorblind.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you're not. So I think that there is an element of racism in everybody. I think that everybody looks at different races as separate from their own. And if you look at them from, there's no such thing as separate but equal. That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
if
does.
If you're separate, no. If you're separating out yourself and your family from other races, you obviously don't think that they're equal. It doesn't work that way.
I have a question for you. If you have $2 in your wallet,
yeah,
and you take $1 and you put it in your dresser drawer,
yeah,
and you take another
with my underwear,
and you take another dollar,
all right,
and you put it in your glove box, those $2 are now separate. But they are equal.
Yeah, you're an idiot. So you're saying that black people are only worth a dollar? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what I got out of what you just said.
You're the one with the bill of sale. Fuck you.
Not me. See, this is why I didn't want to put it out there, because now you have ammunition forever.
Yeah, you bought two black kids at a yard sale. And you're on here propagating racism.
And I Jewed him down. All right, that was a little over the line, I think.
How much for the two Negroids over there? So why did you think Negroid was a bad word? Is it just because you're not familiar with it?
It just, Negro and Negroid just, in my mind, has negative connotations. I don't know why.
What about Caucasoid?
I don't know that I've ever heard the word Caucasoid, but Caucasian.
It's what I call my dick.
Because of the weird shape?
Or? Yeah. Because it burns like a Godzilla.
It burns when you pee.
Cockzilla. Anyway, so far we have learned that you are a slave owner.
No.
And you believe that racism is normal.
I do believe racism is normal, yes. Not acceptable, but normal. A normal part of human nature.
No. I disagree. I don't inherently look at... I don't see some black guy walking down the street or whatever and instinctively think that that I am better than him because I am white and he is black. I just don't have those thoughts.
I understand that you don't think that you do, but you see them as different than you. You see
yes,
them as
of course they're different. It's a different culture.
And Jesus Christ.
That doesn't mean
we all live in the same culture. How is it a different culture inside of our own culture?
No, we,
I mean it is. I'm not disagreeing with
don't.
You, but
we don't all live in the same culture. You're telling me the black community is the same as the fucking suburbs? You think that everybody interacts the same? Yeah, fuck, it's a different culture in North Carolina where I live in the suburbs compared to in the Quad Cities in the suburbs. It's a different culture. Every pocket of the population is a different culture, you stupid fuck.
I I understand what you're saying, but you're getting off topic and you're trying to prove me wrong by not refuting my point. I'm not saying that everybody thinks that their race is better.
Your point was, you just said your point. How can you have a different culture inside of a culture? You think everything in North America is the same just because it's North America?
Let's move on from the stupid shit I said, okay? I wasn't thinking clearly.
You're acting like a fucking mongoloid right now.
I was on Ambien, all right?
You know what's funny is I always thought mongoloid was like a cave person, like with the big head and the arms.
So did I. I always thought it was like a slur for like stupid people. You fucking mongoloid. It just sounds like a stupid person, you know? So are you being very serious when you don't think that racism is just inherent in everybody? Everybody has a small bit of racism in them?
No, I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that everybody is racist. I think racism is taught.
No. No.
Yes.
I believe
don't that, ask me what I think and then tell me that I don't think that.
Yes, I'm going to. I think that you're right about the hatred for other groups being taught, but I think that noticing differences in other groups and preferring the company of your own group is something that is human nature. And I think that's a little bit racist.
No, I agree with you. Your first two points, noticing things that are different is human nature. Mm-hmm. Preferring company of people preferring to be around people you're comfortable with, human nature, has nothing to do with racism. Neither one of those things have anything to do with thinking that your race is better than the other race or any other race.
So then
touche.
So then these groups that want separation from white people and black people, and they want to,
but they do that on the premise that their race is better and they don't want to commingle the races. That's racist.
That's what I said.
No.
If you want the company of your own race, you don't want to commingle the races. That's fucking racism. That's what I said, and I think everybody has that in them.
No, they don't. you're mixing up your points. So I prefer to be around fat white men. That's where I'm most comfortable.
All right.
That is not because that I think athletic black men are inferior or superior to me. It is just because that is where I am more comfortable. If it was me and John Buchanan, and then I don't even know if you're fat enough to be in our group, but I might let you in.
Perfect.
If it's just a bunch of fat guys that all have similar life experience, okay, then that's where I'm comfortable. That doesn't mean that I think black people are inherently better or worse than white people. It's just who I'm comfortable with.
So your argument is leading down the road of separating whites and blacks.
No, it's not. It's not at all. I can't help who I'm more comfortable with, but that doesn't mean that I steer clear of being in situations where I might have a conversation with a black person. If I see a black man and a white woman walking down the street holding hands, I don't think we need to separate them two.
Neither do I.
Okay, then.
But there are.
You're not making any fucking sense.
I'm not. There are.
You
there
sound
are,
like DMX when you get pissed off.
All right. So there are still lots of people, white and black, that think that interracial relationships are bad.
Okay. Right? And if they think it's bad because they don't want to commingle the races, because they think that the white race is better than the black race, and if you mix the two up, they think that you are bringing down the integrity of the white race. I don't believe that. Okay?
I don't either.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. You're saying all these things that you don't believe it, but then you're claiming to be racist.
No, I never claimed to be. Well,
yes, you
that's
did.
Not true. I think everybody is a little racist.
See, you're doing it again. Racism strictly means that you think your race is better than any other race. I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit. So then, therefore, foregoing.
4 score and 7 years
if
ago.
I don't believe that. That blows your theory to shit. You can't say
doesn't.
That. Yes, it's
so. Do you prefer the company of white people or black people?
Motherfucker, that has nothing to do with it.
It does, because you keep on saying you prefer the company of fat white guys. I never said anything about fat or who you're comfortable with. I'm talking about if you prefer the company of white or black, not who you're comfortable with because who you've grown up around.
I have more. That's exactly what it is. I have more in common with middle-aged white males than I do prepubescent black females. So I'm going to choose to hang out with the white males.
Okay.
You're making
you threw
this
me for a loop there.
You're making this into something that it's not.
No, I'm not, because I think that everybody has a tendency to view their group as better than the other groups.
No,
I think
being
that
comfortable around a group has nothing to do with thinking that it's better. If I was to play Dungeons and Dragons, I would choose to hang out with a bunch of people that play Dungeons and Dragons, because that's what you have things in common with.
See, you keep on trying to conflate race with every other trait that somebody has, whether they play Dungeons and Dragons, whether they're fat. None of those things have anything to do with black and white. The black and white situation is so much different than
the black
whether
and white
or not
situation.
Whether
there we
you
go
play Dungeons and Dragons. So you're telling me that people who play Dungeons and Dragons, people who don't play Dungeons and Dragons are the same as white or black. That distinction is the same. No. There's a huge difference. Let's move on, because I'm rambling.
I had to write that down. The black and white situation. That was an interesting choice of words that you made.
It wasn't so much a choice as it was just me rambling.
Anyway, so you owned a couple Negroids, and now you're pissed off because you're getting called on it. And
none of this is true.
It's too bad, because this is actually an interesting conversation. And
I'm not mad. I'm not pissed off about it. I told you, it changes nothing.
No, just to where it went, that you think that because you choose to be around people you're comfortable with, that you're racist.
No, you keep saying comfortable with. It's not a matter of who you're comfortable with.
Prefer
like
the company
people
of
that are like you. You prefer the company of people who are like you.
I prefer the company of people that share my interests. And if people are interested in being white, I prefer their company.
So you're fucking racist. I'm interested in being white. Can I join your group?
No, you are a former slave owner.
No, but I'm interested in being white.
You are a former slave owner from Canada who happens to have Polish jeans in them. You are so fucked. Polak.
I don't care if my generations ago family owned slaves, because I don't own slaves. It doesn't affect me.
No, but though it does affect you.
It doesn't, though.
That trust fund that you're drawing from, that was built on the backs of slaves from
the white privilege trust fund that I have.
You see that guitar over your right shoulder hanging on the wall?
That's my left shoulder, yes.
Well, the fucking camera's backwards, you douchebag.
Yes.
So, wait a minute. I said the white guitar, and you looked over your other shoulder.
Because that's a bass guitar. Anyways, so what about
that was bought and purchased off the sweat from slaves.
Do you want to know? You don't want to know what's funny about that? The one over my right shoulder, I got for free.
Of course you did. Because
it was given to me. The one over my left shoulder, $35 at a pawn shop. So fuck off.
The one over your right shoulder, I think you traded that for two Negroids.
Fair enough.
You know, I think we're going to find out if Negroid is a bad word after this episode.
I think it is. I don't think they like that.
Well, who would?
The Mongoloids?
All right.
I don't think we're allowed to have this conversation about race in America because we're white. And especially now that it came out that my family generations ago owned slaves.
Yeah, that
we're not allowed to talk about racism anymore.
That negates everything that you've ever said about race.
Sure, why not? We'll go with that. I don't give a fuck.
No, that's part hard.
Just all the fact that just the fact that I'm a dumbass negates everything I've ever said about race. I mean, if you're listening to the show and listening for insight into racial divisions or whatever from me, you're a fucking idiot.
You know, there's going to be somebody out there that once they hear that your family owned slaves, they're going to be heartbroken. Like, God damn it. Not him too.
Not him too. I really honestly don't think that there's anybody that listens to this show that gives a fuck about me. I'm putting this out there. I honestly think that everybody thinks this is your show and I'm your sidekick, and that now that I own slaves, you're going to kick me off and get a new sidekick.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm like the Robin to your Howard Stern. That works on so many levels.
All right, are we done talking about the races then?
Yep, let's go on to this cotton picking story.
All right. Oh fuck. I don't know that I want to read these stories anymore.
No, I'm good with that. That's boring.
Yeah. But that means that we got to read the stories before we start recording.
No. We just have to have a gist of what the headline says. I didn't even read the whole headline.
So this was on Fox News. There was a David Bossie, the former deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump, made the offensive remark on Fox News on Sunday. All right, so there's a white guy and a black guy arguing on Fox News.
Yeah.
And the black guy said something that the white guy disagreed with. And so, all right, major pain. So Payne is the black guy, Bossie or whatever the fuck his name is, the white guy. So I'm just going to read this here. Bossie and Payne were debating Democrats' assertions that Trump is racist when Bossie asked Payne, "Are you out of your cotton-picking mind?" Payne is black. So I have never equated that. I've said that phrase before.
Sure.
I mean, it's been years ago, but I know you have because you're a fucking slave owner. We just established that. But I'm talking about us that haven't owned slaves. You know,
I need you to look into your history because I guarantee you have.
I know I haven't.
Nobody gets that fat by not owning slaves.
Your mom's a whore.
Fair enough.
So when he said this, are you out of your cotton picking mind? Do you think he was referencing black people being slaves? And picking cotton in the fields of whatever fucking wherever they did that.
Your fucking backyard? No, I don't. I think that this guy is probably Southern or has Southern tendencies, and that's a phrase that they use, right? I mean, that's just something that they use. Yeah, you're cotton picking mine. That's just what they say because they're ignorant and stupid.
But you said you've said it.
Because it's a phrase that people say.
When did it start?
When the black people were picking cotton?
You really think that there was a guy on a fucking horse with a whip and whatever, and the black guy said, you know, hey, massa, can I go to the bathroom? And he said, are you out of your cotton picking mind? There's no way that it started then.
It's going to be hilarious when you find out that's exactly where it started.
And in... All right, cotton picking. What's the meaning of the phrase cotton picking, an intensifier used as general term of disapproval, a substitute for the word damned? All right, it came up as a little surprise that the term cotton picking originated in the southern states of the USA, where it is usually pronounced cotton picking. It began life in the late 1700s and differs from the 19th century Dixie term cotton picker, in that the latter was derogatory and racist, whereas cotton picking referred directly to the difficulty and harshness of gathering the crop. This didn't extend to the specific expression, keep your cotton picking hands off me. This no doubt alludes to the horny, calloused, and usually black hands of the picked cotton. Oh, boy.
What?
Of course. So what this is saying is that it has no ties to slavery. Moving on.
Moving on. So you're defending this racist because you're racist, and that's what racists do, is defend each other. Go ahead.
See, this is bullshit.
See, this is bullshit.
The expression "out of your cotton-picking mind" is no longer deemed an acceptable description of a black person in the United States. That's bullshit. It's either you can't say that a descriptive is acceptable for one and not the other. You can't.
You can, though.
You can't.
But you can, because there are accepted words that we're allowed to say, and or that we're not allowed to say, that black people are allowed to say. What's the difference? Once you make those distinctions, what's the difference? It's all downhill from there.
Maybe it's, I think you're agreeing with me then.
Am I?
You're an idiot.
I wasn't paying attention.
What was the thing that we just talked about a couple weeks ago, where I had said if you had a white person and a black person side by side?
I don't know.
Fuck. I asked the wrong fucking person.
If you had a white person and a black person side by side, what?
So if you say, are you out of your cotton picking mind, to a white person and a black person?
Yeah.
It's not right that it's not right that you're allowed to say this to a white person and it means nothing. But if you say it to a black person, you're racist. That does not make any fucking sense.
It's not right that at one point in our history, white people owned black people. But it doesn't change anything. See, when I say that, it doesn't change anything. Whether I say it's right or wrong, it doesn't change anything. It still happens. It's still the way it is.
Are you out of your cotton picking mind?
I think I am.
Oh, we need to update it. Okay, then. So if I was to say, are you? Nope, can't guess it at. You know what? We better move on.
Yeah, probably better.
This is stupid. This is stupid. You're not even making any sense.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not taking a side at all. I'm just...
That's what I mean. You're telling me that you don't even have a thought on it? I thought we were going to have a conversation about this shit.
Of course I have a thought on it.
And your only thought is, I'm going to keep it to myself and say that, well, it's not right that at one point in time that I used to own slaves. That's all you're going to say.
Of course I have a thought on this. I agree with you 100% that it's stupid that you can say something to one race but not another race. But what do we do about that? Where does that leave us? We both agree that it's stupid. Okay, now what?
It's time to gather the Navy.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
So I think we said that we were going to shout out new patrons or something.
All right.
Ruben!
Ruben! Hey, Ruben!
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
You just ruined it.
Whatever, I don't care. Okay, we're not getting anywhere with that either. Apparently you are becoming super sensitive to talking about race.
Right. Have you even heard anything that I said?
Yeah, you don't have an opinion on it.
I just gave you my opinion.
Negroid.
You fucking mongoloid. All right, you dick sucker, let's go.
I want to know if that's offensive.
Cotton picking or negroid? Type it into Google. Is negroid offensive?
Oh, fuck.
Here, let me do it.
Google.
Is negroid offensive? See, it even comes up. Is negroid black? Do African Americans consider the term negroid racist? Not racist, but extremely stupid.
It's a fucking scientific class race.
Negroid and those other terms are used to put people in different categories and divide people.
But yes.
Nope. All people are the same across every single category, no matter what. Apparently, the East Asians are Mongoloid.
East Africans are dark-skinned Caucasians.
Jesus, criminy.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm done. You can't stay ahead of the bullshit.
Nope. I agree with you on that. I have one more racial article on our board. We didn't move it anywhere. Let's see here.
Why don't we? I'm done to talk. There's what? No point in talking about race unless it's because you're not. You're for it. I'm against it. I'm.
What? Why is it gonna be like that?
I guess it's because of how you were raised. I don't know.
I am absolutely not for racism. I think racism is fucking retarded or autistic or whatever. Or mongoloidism or whatever new way to say stupid that we have.
So I think that's my problem is that we there's no way to talk about anything of any value without offending somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we can't. There's certain words that we can't. We don't know if we can use them.
Like zipperhead.
I don't think that I've ever used that word just in casual conversation. To me, when I hear the word zipperhead, it sounds like a really bad 80s horror movie.
It was funny because every time I hear the word zipperhead, which. To be honest, I only hear it coming out of my mouth.
Me too.
I think it was on one of our Patreon episodes, whatever, that we went through the racial database or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard it before that, and I've never heard it in conversation after that. So
I'm pretty sure it's old, and we are bringing it back. We are single-handedly bringing back old racial stereotypes. If anything, that's our contribution to society.
I don't even know that we actually figured out what it meant, just that it was funny.
Yep.
I don't even know what we were talking about. Whatever. All right. So you said you had some racism you wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller. I found an article that says how Quentin Tarantino can diversify the very white cast of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So,
is that on here?
Yeah, it's under cool.
Oh, good descriptor.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. I was just so pissed off when I read this.
Cool.
All
right.
So, this is the story of, like, the Manson family murders, right? And what was going on at the time. And this article is basically upset because they're telling a story full of white people. And they're using white people to play the characters of all the white people. What they want is for Quentin Tarantino to add some diversity by making up shit just for the sake of adding black people to the story. And there's a line in here. It says, but it will be very strange in the summer of 2019 to see such a white cast in a wide release movie. I mean, does that even... I can't even wrap my head around why it's okay to think that white is bad. White equals bad.
I think that's stupid. That if you're going to do a... If you're going to make a movie about things that happen, so there are some black characters in the Manson story. I think Manson tried killing a drug dealer who was black. The guy ended up not dying. So there's your black guy.
Yep. And they talked about that in this article. Oh. And one of their suggestions was to make that black character that didn't die more of a hero in this story.
Makes sense.
Because he's black. Not because... It helps the story, not because he's a good actor, not because anything other than you need to add more black people to the movies. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And I would be okay with them changing the narrative altogether if they have the black guy be the hero of the story, but it's got to be a white actor in blackface that does it.
The only way I'm okay with any of this is if they get a black woman to play Charles Manson. I mean, why not? Why? That's where we are. Why the fuck not?
It's weird, though, that... So I'm guessing that the nature of this article is because of the history of predominantly white Hollywood.
Right.
Which I'm
okay with.
You're okay with predominantly white Hollywood?
Absolutely. If you're black and you want to see black people in the movies, make fucking movies with black people in them. Stop trying to make everybody else make movies with black people in them. Make them yourself.
Are you serious?
The fuck, I'm dead fucking serious. This is stupid. The whole argument is stupid.
So first off, you recently got the big gut check. That you have a history of slave owners, and you don't even have a thought about it. Just kind of like, meh. But right. You get this riled up over, make a fucking movie yourself, you black bastards.
Never once did I say black bastards. I'm upset because it's
you are almost, a fucking racist.
It's almost exclusively white people trying to virtue signal how.
Hold on. I don't know what virtue signal means.
It means that you're trying to put it out there that you're a good white person. I'm a good white guy because I defend black people. I want more black people in movies. Not because they're good actors, not because they fit the role. I want more black people in movies because I want more black people in movies. If I was black, this is fucking pandering to the lowest common denominator. Like, every black actor now has a million roles available to them simply because people have to insert blackness into their movies. It's fucking stupid. You don't even have to be good anymore. You can just be black. Well, no, I'm not a good actor. I'm just black. So cast me. Stupid.
I think that we should remake. Who's Wright Productions?
All right.
So pick a movie like a classic, but you don't know anything about movie. Top Gun. We'll do Top Gun, but it's only black people. And instead of airplanes, it's 64 Impalas.
We'll call it Bottom Bitch.
What?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I'm assuming it's about prostitutes, right? I don't know.
So let's do a deep dive into that comment.
Do we have to, really? It was an offhanded comment.
We're going to drill down, as they say. I want to find the root cause as to why you decided that the appropriate term for this movie is bottom bitch.
Because, I don't know, Top Gun, bottom bitch. I don't. It made sense in my head.
It's like no matter what I would have said, you know what? We should redo The Outsiders, except it's an all-black gang, and we'll name it, and then you jump in with Power Bottom.
Power Bottom. Okay. Oh, shit. So, I want to know what you think about white Hollywood.
I think that white Hollywood, well, one, I would never call it white Hollywood because that sounds fucking stupid, but Hollywood in and of itself is a business.
Right.
And they will put out movies on what people will pay money to see, whatever they can make money on.
Right. So, with following that line of logic, what you're telling me is that Hollywood now is trying to sell black people.
No, I don't think it's Hollywood that's doing it. I think it's people, like you said, that are, they're not actually doing anything to make a change other than demanding that other people change what they're doing.
Right. That's my problem.
So, Hollywood in and of itself is going to continue putting out movies that they think will make money. If if you want to redo JFK, the Oliver Stone flick,
yeah,
and make it an all-black cast, that will not make any money, right?
I wouldn't think so, but
you I don't know. That's a pretty good premise for Lee Harvey Oswald is like up in the book suppository, but he just got a Glock and he's holding it sideways. Pop, 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 pop.
Did you say book suppository?
Yeah, that's from Full Metal Jacket, if you've ever seen that movie.
I have, but I don't remember that line.
That's because you're a fucking idiot with a goldfish brain.
All right.
That's what your biography is going to be called.
Like there's ever going to be a biography about me.
I'm writing it right now. What are we talking about? I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Racism for some reason. We always fucking talk about racism.
Yeah, so let's go to something different.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye. You had made a comment about our views changing.
So I heard... Oh, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about the Democratic strategy for 2020, like how they're going to win the presidential election, or I'm sorry, the Republican strategy for 2020, how they're going to spin everything and how they're going to get people to vote for them. And what the guy said was, whether this is right or wrong, I don't know, but what the guy said was that he heard that the angle that they're going to go for is that the left is crazy, unhinged, off the rails. And they're going to constantly push the narrative that the Democrats and the left are just nuts. Everything that they're doing is so extreme, so nuts that you can't possibly think that that represents America. So vote Republican to save the way things are. And then you made the comment this morning that you can't believe how much your views have changed since we started doing this show. And I can't help but put those two things together and think that me personally, I feel manipulated. I've never felt so manipulated. I know that we are manipulated, but I physically feel like my thoughts are being manipulated more than ever before. I don't know if the left is crazy. I read stupid bullshit about social justice warriors all the time about how they want to whiten up Quentin Tarantino movies, and every article that we cover, I feel like maybe that's just somebody on the right pushing this narrative to try to push everybody away from the left. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I think that was a very coherent thought. That's weird. I'm not used to, I don't even know how to react to that. So I think ultimately you just have to figure out where your beliefs lie. And I have found myself, especially on Twitter, going to react to something that somebody says and then kind of stopping myself and trying to think of what is my thoughts on it. You start thinking that way. I don't want to be associated with that group.
Right.
You know, there's things that I believe that I know that you don't believe. For instance.
Sure.
But, so there's this girl on Twitter, Caitlin something or other, I don't know, but she is a pro-Second Amendment, much so that that's all she talks about.
All right.
Something about Kent State and allowing to open carry on Kent State.
And there's all kinds of pictures of her with her gun out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her, I think, yeah.
You know what?
I think I know who you're talking about.
But so that's something that I get wrapped up in because she comes off as it's just in your face aggression about open carry and Second Amendment and all that shit.
Yeah, sure.
Ultimately, I align with her way of thinking.
Yes.
Because it's either you are for gun control and removing of guns from whoever, this or this.
Yeah.
Or you're for the right to own a firearm.
Sure.
That's where you're at.
Right.
Now, I don't believe that anybody should be able to go out and buy a gun. I think there should be some limitations.
Okay. I mean, I agree with you, but when we get into the details of where do you put those limitations, that might be where we, you know, diverge a little bit. But in theory, I agree with you.
Okay. But I also know that this person is an avid Trump supporter.
Yes.
So then I find myself thinking, I want to attack her because I hate Trump so much. But if I mean, that's just where I find myself.
Sure.
But ultimately, I agree with everything that she posts. And actually, she just put up a post today. You know what? I really want to find it just right. Because I wanted to talk about it. Because I figured it would spark a very interesting conversation between us.
Okay.
But I can't remember her fucking name. Oh, cool. Found it.
Easy enough.
It is Kate Mariox. Caitlin Bennett. Whatever the fuck. I don't care. All right. I'm going to read this tweet, and then you and I are going to argue.
Okay.
Instead of fighting for a $15 minimum wage, how about lowering it all the way to zero? Get the government out of the market and let people negotiate their work for any wage. This will give the youth more opportunities to gain business experience and will drive economic prosperity.
That is the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And I agree with her.
God, you're an idiot. That is so fucking retarded.
So here's I know where you're at.
Jesus Christ, that's so fucking stupid.
So are you telling me that if we were to get rid of the minimum wage?
Yeah.
So what would happen?
I can tell you what would happen. Just look at China. That's what would happen here. We would be the new China. That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, the manufacturing capital of the world?
Yes. Where they have to put nets on the outside of the building because people jump to their fucking death. Right. Perfect. Fucking idiot.
All right.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Nope.
Tell me the good thing. Tell me why. Argue with me here. Persuade me of your view.
Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Austria, Germany, Italy, Switzerland. Lowest unemployment rates in the world. None of them have minimum wages. And they're all first world countries.
That's your argument?
Yeah, you picked China.
Yeah.
And
I was being a little bit hyperbolic.
I don't know what that word means. You make yourself sound like a superhero, and I know that's not the case.
I was being a little bit e pluribus unum. So the population of those countries is not the population of America. We wouldn't work with that system. It just wouldn't happen. We would be, I do believe we would be more like China than those countries. The demographic here is it's not like Iceland.
Nothing that you have said has done anything to prove your point.
Because I'm still stuck on how stupid this idea is. I can't even wrap my head around why you would think, as a not millionaire, you're not rich, why would you advocate for something that clearly will benefit the rich and destroy the poor? I don't understand.
Okay, so first, what does a $15 minimum wage get you?
$15 an hour.
It drives up the cost of goods.
We've already been through this. It doesn't have to drive up the cost of goods. We can take from the top instead of taking from the bottom. That's my point.
Power bottom.
Exactly. When people say that it drives up the cost of goods, that's assuming that all of everything, the cost of the minimum wage, has to come from the bottom. Why can't the cost of that minimum wage come from the top, where the money all already sits?
What? What money?
So, okay. If you think that they're already destroying unions, so unions are out.
No. Unions would get stronger if there was no minimum wage.
You really haven't thought this through at all, have you?
I have.
Unions would get stronger if there was no minimum wage.
Yes, because that would force the bargaining units to fight for more equal pay in the type of work that the people are doing. Somebody in your line of work, for instance, you know, maybe if there was a bargaining unit in place, your wages might be higher than what is minimum wage, right? Minimum wage does not determine what your wage is. The bargaining unit does. Hypothetically.
See, everything that you are saying is theoretical. You're talking about...
It's not theoretical. It's proven. Is the amount of money that you are making per hour, is that based on minimum wage?
In one way or another, yes.
No. False.
Yes. The amount of money that I make per hour is not relevant to the amount of work that I do. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's because you're a fuck off.
All right. We'll leave that one alone. All of your ideas are, here, look, I wrote this really nicely worded piece of paper that explains how everything is going to work great. And then you put it into practice in the real world, and people starve to death. And then you're like, well, on paper, it's going to work great. Why are people starving to death? I don't understand. Why is there corporations that are paying people a nickel an hour? I don't get it. Huh. It shouldn't work that way. Oh, well, rich get rich, poor get poorer. It's stupid. Your ideas are fucking stupid.
Your way of thinking is much better. You have none. You have no solutions. What's your solution? $15 an hour minimum wage
and everybody stops starving.
That was a year ago that we talked about it.
My solution is that the minimum wage shouldn't be set at whatever number, $15 an hour. I think that if we set a maximum wage instead of a minimum wage, it would work better. There has to be a limit between the disparaging blah, 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 can't even fucking talk.
Hoobla, hoobla.
The difference between the bottom worker in a corporation and the top worker at a corporation can't be more than a certain amount. Like if the CEO makes $60 trillion a year and the janitor makes a nickel an hour, something is fucking wrong. The money needs to come from the top.
100%. In that case, that the top person at that company is making $60 trillion an hour and the janitor that's making a nickel an hour, that case shouldn't happen. I agree with you.
I'm being hyperbolic and you're being an asshole. I'm trying to make a point, and you know I'm trying to make a point.
Yeah, but you're doing it very poorly, so I've got to poke holes in it.
All right, so let's the real whatever. The CEOs make $60 million a year, $150 million a year, whatever it is.
I feel like you're just pulling numbers out.
I am. Well, all right. Let me talk to my friend here. Hold on.
Jeeves?
How much does the CEO of Walmart make? Walmart's CEO earns 1,188 times as much as the company's median employee. 1,188 times as much as just a regular worker.
Okay. So now I want you to write that down, and then I want you to take all right. Now take how much money did the Walmart CEO spend on education versus the median worker and see what that difference is.
The fuck are you talking about?
The amount of money that was spent on his education, I guarantee you, is more than 1,000% more than the amount of money of the dumb fucks that work at them registers here in North Carolina, because they can't fucking pull their fucking, they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. The stupid bitch in North Carolina will put one thing in every fucking bag. One fucking thing.
You're right. Back it up. So this stupid bitch puts one thing per bag, so fuck her and her family. She shouldn't be able to eat.
See, we agree. The amount of damage that she's doing to this this planet by putting one thing in every bag, she doesn't deserve any more than what she's making. And she's slow to boot. She double bagged a fucking thing of toilet paper. She double bagged, like, it weighs half a pound, and she double bagged it.
You're out of your cotton picking mind. You're an idiot.
I am not an idiot. She's an idiot.
You honestly believe that somehow, some way, you have no college education, right?
Yes, I do.
I have no college education. So you think that because this woman put your toilet paper in two bags, that somehow whatever it is that you do for a living is more valuable than what she does for a living?
Nope, that's not what I said. Not what I said at all.
How much?
But I do my job well.
According to who?
Sir, I do my job well. That and so
you're
if you do your
so
job,
your life so your worth in life is dependent on how well you do your job for somebody else.
No,
this is
no,
where
no,
we
no,
fundamentally
no,
diverge.
No, my worth to the company that I work for is more valuable than the worth of this dumb twat that double bags a fucking cantaloupe. Fuck her.
So how much do you think that she should be paid to double bag your cantaloupe?
I would get rid of her ass.
I know that's because you're an asshole.
No, why hire somebody to do a job if they can't fucking do it?
Okay, then what do we do with those people?
Who gives a shit?
Right. There's why your plan would never work. That's why you think that a $0 minimum wage an hour is a good thing, and
then
why it would never work because you don't care.
So then you take what money you have, and you open up a company, fucking grocery store,
right,
and only employ the people that are too fucking stupid to do the job right at Walmart, and see how successful your business is, you stupid piece of shit.
I asked you a simple question.
Gave you a fucking solution. That's what I do. I come up with solutions.
So we have a mass amount of people who are not employable. They should just starve to death in your system.
Okay. I don't care what you do with them, but get them out of my fucking Walmart.
Your argument is perfect. It exemplifies why your shit would never fucking work.
Ship
and why
them
you're
to your
such
Walmart.
A goddamn idiot.
I don't care what you do with them. Just get them out of my way.
I know that that's how you feel, and that is the baseline of why I guarantee you that that's how most people that think $0 minimum wage feel. You say it as a joke, but I think that they.
I'm not saying it as a joke. I'm telling you, get them the fuck out of my way. What? Put them in your Walmart.
All right, get them the fuck out of your way. You don't care if they starve to death, but you want to implement this system nationwide. And you think that that's a good thing. You're fucking retarded.
Okay. So
fucking,
just so I'm clear.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Just so I'm clear. You are for employing people who are incompetent.
Absolutely not.
Then what do you do with them?
I don't have the fucking answer.
Right.
The
at
answer
least I have a fucking answer.
Yeah, your answer is wrong. I don't care. Fuck them. Them and their families
can
starve.
That's not what I said. I said that you should open up a grocery store and only employ those fucking dumb fucks. That was my solution. You come up with a solution now. You ain't got one. That's what your answer is to everything. Not this. You don't just provide a solution.
Okay, no, you're right. What about eugenics? Is that what it's called? Yeah. What about eugenics? Let's do that. Fucking moron.
What is that?
Where you just kill undesirables.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Fair enough. Moving on.
Fucking so stupid. This is the stupidest conversation you don't care. I mean, that's so fucking stupid. Not only do you not care, but you don't care and you want to implement policy that hurts people. That's so fucking stupid.
No,
if you don't care,
I want to implement policies that make it so I don't have to sit in a Walmart checkout line for 2.5 hours while this bitch double bags everything. That's my policy. Make Walmart great again.
So I'll
tell you how much I care, you piece of fuck. Anytime that there's a store that offers them self-checkout things, I don't use them because all that does is help the corporations eliminate jobs. I refuse to use those.
That's funny because I do too. I do the exact same thing.
Okay.
I will stand in line before I use self-checkouts. I agree with you.
Okay. So look at us. We're doing what we can to save the fucking world.
Right.
I think what started this conversation was being manipulated.
So I want okay. Can you do me a favor and can you read that tweet? Do you have that tweet in front of you again? Can you read it again?
Instead of fighting for a $15 minimum wage, how about lowering it all the way to zero? Get the government out of the market and let people negotiate their work for any wage. This will give the youth more opportunities to gain business experience and will drive economic prosperity.
Okay. And you agree with that? You're telling
me no, I don't agree with the last sentence. But yeah, I don't think a $15 minimum wage is the resolution to anything other than putting people out of business.
Do you think that a zero, like a no minimum wage, just whatever people can negotiate, that's what they get paid? Do you think that that is a good idea?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, perfect world scenario. Yes, I think it's the right way to go. Real world scenario, no, because capitalism will just chew people up and spit them out, and you will have. Wages will go down for a long period of time until unions come together again and get strong again, because they're not strong enough right now to fight the capitalistic pigs or whatever the fuck. But on paper, yes, I do believe that that is the right solution. Real world situation, I think it would probably cause the collapse of our economy, which would maybe make us stronger in the long run after our lifetime, two lifetimes from now.
Really? You think that if our economy collapsed, it would make us stronger?
Have you never seen Mad Max?
Awesome. Touché. I don't have an argument to that.
All right.
I couldn't agree with you less about this. You are, I think that if you were to pick a political affiliation, it would be libertarian. I think that's where you sit, is on the libertarian side of things.
Okay.
And I think that.
Thank you.
Would you agree with that?
I'm for liberty.
It's in the word.
I like librarians.
Especially the hot ones when they take off their glasses and their ponytail.
and they look at you and they say, "Sir, you're not allowed to eat in here."
Do you get that a lot?
I get that everywhere I go. There's nothing more annoying than sitting in a public bathroom taking a shit, trying to eat potato chips, and somebody telling me I'm not supposed to eat there. or they want me to get away from the urinals while I'm doing it.
You're taking a shit in the urinal, eating chips? That's cool. You're then, that guy, huh?
They're like, "How are you going to get the turd down?" And I say, "You've never heard of a waffle stop?"
So, have you ever been to a public bathroom and... You yes. swear the guy,
oh.
Yeah.
I have.
You swear to God the guy next to you is jacking off? Like, cause that happened to me.
Was his foot coming underneath? So first off, you know that I won't use public bathrooms other than to pee. So I'm not, in order for that to happen, the guy has to be standing next to me.
That makes it even better. He's standing at the urinal jacking off.
And he's tapping me with his foot.
Perfect. All right. we can move on.
I think we're about out of time here, ain't we?
I don't know. We're an hour in. We got Patreon to do. You solved immigration somehow, some way.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to do I had a thought about immigration.
All right.
All right, so all right, so you know that, maybe you don't know, immigration is a hot topic in today's society.
Don't know.
Well, you don't pay attention to anything.
Nope. Are you talking about people immigrating to Mexico?
What's your thoughts on it? Like stronger immigration or stronger Like, I think there's like something going on with kids being held hostage until we get a wall built or something.
We're kicking your kids. Build that wall. So what's my stance?
What's Anthony's hot take?
I don't have a hot take. So what do I think about immigration? I think
just me saying that made me hungry for pancakes.
Hot pocket.
No, because I said, what's Anthony's hot take? And I thought, I could go for some hot cakes.
Oh, that's awesome. So my immediate reaction, without putting a lot of thought into it, is that borders are retarded. Keeping people out of your country or in another country is retarded. But then my next thought is, well, Jesus Christ, that would suck. if there were no borders, that would be really, really terrible. So my immediate thought is always on any subject is, well, it's against people. Everything is against poor people, right? So I don't know how I feel about immigration. I think we should make it easier to, if you come from another country, to come here legally. I think we should make that easier. Why not? Why would we not want decent people here?
So that what you just said is key. Why would you not want decent people here?
Right.
What about what do you consider decent?
The same as you and me. If they are willing to abide by our laws and contribute to society in the same way that most people do here, then you're decent. That's how you define decent citizens here. If somebody is born here and you act the way they act, good enough. What difference does it make?
What the fuck? All right. Do you think that a family of Mexicans should be allowed to just walk into the country and set up shop with no vetting? No vetting. Just
okay.
I want to move to America, so we're moving to America.
So I have to put it out there that my first gut reaction is yes, absolutely. But in reality, no, I don't think so. Without any kind of vetting, no.
Okay. So what does vetting mean to you?
I think that we should find out if they are felons in their country, or if they're affiliated with some kind of cartel, or find out if they're going to bring a huge amount of problems here that we don't want to deal with.
All right. So where do you do that vetting at?
What do you mean?
Where, like, the physical location? Yeah. Where do you stop them at? I mean, like, do you let them come over here and then you start digging into it, or?
I guess I never really thought about that. I guess I don't know. Yeah, you'd have to let them come on. How else are you going to do it? You can't set up shop in their country.
Okay,
you're going to set up a shop in their country? That doesn't make sense.
So you think then that anybody should be able to come over, and then we figure out if they're one bad hombre or not?
I think anybody should be able to apply.
No, applying is different. You're saying that as long as they stay in their country, then they can apply for citizenship.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you willing to work? Yes. Are you going to follow our laws? Yes. You're free to come in.
What else? I mean, what do you reckon? I don't know the answer to that because, like I said, I think there should be some kind of background check on if they've been associated with known cartel or any kind of those things. But if they're just a regular family, what's the problem? I don't understand what you're asking me, I guess. So is there like a physical location here that we let them come to this physical location and then fill out paperwork? I don't know the answer to that. I guess I don't understand the question.
I'm trying to figure out where you stand on immigration, and I don't understand your answer.
Because I don't understand my answer either. I think that I don't know how immigration law works right now. I've never looked into it. I think that we should.
I think it's like if you were going to do it right, if you were just a Mexican family, that wanted to come over and you had the right intent, I think it's like a 2.5 or 3 year ordeal.
That's too long.
I agree. But how do you properly vet somebody?
I don't have the answer to that. I don't know. I don't know how they do it now. I wouldn't know how to vet somebody. That's not a question I can answer.
Okay, so again, I still don't know what your thought is. Should we build a wall? Let's start there.
No.
What about...
That's stupid.
What about digging a moat?
I'm all for it. I'm all for a moat. We're going to dig it all the way to China.
Build the moat.
So...
Okay, so,
I think the majority of people that are here illegally now are here on expired visas. They have a green card, it expired, they just never left. I don't think that's a horrible thing. I think people look at it and they try to make it out as the illegals here are all rapists wanting to come over, just sitting at the border, salivating, waiting to rape our women. Once they get over the border, I'm going to rape me some Americans. That's not how it works. I think the problem is that.
All right.
I think the problem is exactly the conversation we started with. Most people have a dislike for people that aren't like them. So we look at Mexicans as less than Americans. They have brown skin. They're different than us. We don't want them here.
Okay. I'm losing interest. So
I'm losing interest. What the fuck does that mean?
Here's my thought. I think that if you want, so there's I think there was just a march like yesterday or the day before or whatever about reuniting the children that are held hostage with their families that have been deported.
Yeah.
I think I'm for that.
Yeah.
But there's also a line of thinking that all these people that want to come into this country should just be able to walk in and go through very little vetting. And I am not for that. I don't know why I'm not for it.
That's the real question. Why are you not for that? I'm not disagreeing with you. Why? Where does your mind go when you think no vetting?
The worst case scenario. It's going to be a bunch of lawn people to take care of lawns and suicide bombers coming in.
Suicide bombers. So that line of thinking.
9/11.
That line of thinking goes right along with what I just said. Mexicans are bad. They're not Americans. They're not white. They're bad.
No, I don't think there's any Mexican suicide bombers.
Just rapists.
When I see Mexicans, I don't associate them with rapists.
But the president is trying to change that.
Oh, yeah. So in all honesty, I think that if there was no vetting, I don't believe that our economy can sustain a huge number of immigrants coming into the country willing to work.
See, that isn't... A good argument. That doesn't.
Say, yeah, but it's not funny, so I didn't want to say it.
Right. That I think that is the real argument, but the argument that people are making is, have you seen them? They're brown.
MS-13.
Yeah, MS-13. So stupid.
All right, whatever. I'm done. We still got to record our other fucking Patreon.
What is it, like noon? Oh, all right. Jesus Christ, it's 11 o'clock already. All right,
bye, everybody. Hey, play that commercial.
Don't fucking tell me what to do. All right, bye.
Hey, do you need shirts to promote your podcast? How about coffee mugs for that artisan bean roasting business you started? What about poker chips with the name and logo of your super secret underground gambling ring? The fine folks over at WeHaveMerch.com will help get your name and logo on just about anything you can think of. Have you ever thought about starting your own Navy? I mean, who hasn't, right? The guys at Who's Right Podcast did just that, and WeHaveMerch.com provided the uniform services. They will handle the orders and delivery. You just concentrate on making people want to wear the shirts with your logo, and let WeHaveMerch.com take care of the rest.